This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, guys, time for another staycation setup. Can we all say good morning to Giselle?
Morning.
Hi.
Hey, Giselle, what's going on with you and Ryan?
Something a little fishy, I think. I'm a little bit worried.
Sounds like you need a checkup.
Joey.
I just don't think he's been straight up with me. I think he's been a little shady.
Okay, well, tell us what's going on here. What exactly makes you think that something shady is going on?
He's, like, lied multiple times because before we even got together, we basically talked about it all the time. Total deal breaker to me if you've cheated on other girlfriends.
So hold on real quick. I just want to make sure I'm understanding. If he's cheated on anyone in the past, it's a deal breaker for you. Is that right?
Well, yes.
Okay.
And that was sort of before we even got together. That was something that, like, I was really clear about. That's been in my past, and I was not okay with that in my future and my present. So that's not even the deal. The deal is we were hanging out with a bunch of his friends, and we were, like, drinking, and everybody was having a good time. And then, like, they sort of let it slip that he used to cheat on his girlfriend.
They just let it slip?
And a little snitch.
Yeah, I mean, like, it was naturally, like, let it slip. It wasn't like they knew they were supposed to be covering it. You know what I mean? It's like, yeah, you know, he cheated on all his girlfriends.
All of them?
Yes. We sort of forgot I was there, I guess, because then they were like, you changed him. You sure did change him. Try to cover up for themselves.
And he has the, like, dumbest friends ever. First of all, even if it wasn't a cover-up, that's something you don't say in front of the person's nude lady at all.
Yeah.
It was just really rude and tacky, honestly, the whole thing. But also, it just set off some red flags because
Like,
he told me he never cheated on anyone before, and then now it's just saying he's cheated on everyone. And so, I mean, people don't change like that. So now I'm just really suspicious that he's been cheating on me.
Okay, but no one is going to want to admit it that they were this compulsive cheater in all their relationships. What if he has changed and he doesn't want to bring up the past, obviously, because you weren't going to go out with him? Is there any proof that he's cheating on you?
I mean, I don't have proof right now. I just have, like, a lot of suspicions. You know, old dogs don't learn new tricks. You know what I mean? Like, it's just,
well,
just,
they meet him.
I totally get where you're coming from. I mean, I've cheated before, and I'd like to think that I can stop cheating. However, maybe he really had some strong feelings for you and, like Joey said, didn't want to ruin any chances of being with you in the future. However, if you're starting off the relationship with lies already, what's to say he isn't lying about cheating too? Because that's probably the easiest part about it is lying.
Exactly. I mean, that's sort of what I'm nervous about. Like, we've had a lot of conversations. It's not like it's a surprise or something I didn't make pretty clear about. So I just, like, think there's something up. Like, the fact that his friends were like, yeah, you changed him. You know what I mean? They covered for him too hard.
Well, I mean, they're trying to cover for themselves too, honestly. But I totally understand where you're coming from, where that whole revelation is crazy. I mean, what was his reaction when that came about?
He sort of, like, just got red in the face and was like, yeah, exactly. Yeah, she changed me. Uh-huh.
But he knew at that point that he had gotten caught lying to you. So were any words exchanged between you two, even if it was maybe in private?
I mean, he basically denied it.
What?
Wait.
Man, I heard enough. Listen, this is what we're going to do. We're going to do the staycation setup. We're going to call your man, Ryan, up, offer him a free romantic staycation, see who he wants to put on that reservation, Ms. Giselle. If he doesn't say your name, obviously he has some explaining to do. And we'll go from there. How about that?
Okay, sounds good. I mean, I'm nervous, but, like, I need to find out now rather than later.
No, absolutely. You've only been dating a little over a year, so before you commit to this guy for the rest of your life, let's find out.
Yeah, let's do it.
Sometimes.
Nope.
What?
Nope. Sometimes we got to do a staycation setup,
right?
And that is up next with the Morning Mass.
That's what I was going to say.
Sure you were.
Sometimes you got to rescue.
No!
Okay, the Morning Mess back with a staycation setup. We had spoke to Giselle moments ago, and she let us know she suspects her boyfriend Ryan of little over a year of cheating on the relationship because after hanging out night with some friends, probably some drinks involved because his friends are idiots. They tell his lady, Giselle, like, God, man, you've changed him. He was such a compulsive cheater with all his other girls. Like, why would you say that? So now, Giselle, you're in doubt of the relationship because Ryan has told you numerous times he's never cheated in any of his relationships.
Exactly. You can't change yourself that quickly. I think he's so full of shit, and I just want to find out what else is he hiding.
Right. He's probably hiding those boxers that he used those nights.
Boy. Ew.
Sometimes you got to throw those away. Real quick.
What?
Boxer test? Guys are up on that. I throw them away after you.
Which is why we don't need to be talking about it anymore. We need to be talking about the staycation setup, which is what you're here for, girl. We'll call your man up, offer him the free romantic weekend stay, and see who he picks as his guest of honor. If he says your name, then, I mean, I don't know. But if he says anybody else's, then you've got the proof that you need. And we will have you, honey, if you need to confront him and let him know how you really feel, okay?
I mean, I hope it's me. I want it to, like, work out. But, like, if it's not, this thing has got to come out in the open.
Yeah.
Let's give him a call.
Hello?
Hello, am I speaking with Ryan?
Yeah, this is he.
Hi, Ryan. My name is Jonathan, calling from the Aurora Hotel with some good news for you. You've been selected as the grand prize winner of our free romantic weekend giveaway. We're going to put you up in our penthouse suite. We're also going to add a honeymoon package to that. So I was calling just to confirm some details for your reservation, but to congratulate you on your winning. So congratulations.
Wait, this is like one of those spam kind of calls or whatever?
No, sir. This is a legitimate call here. We're actually a new establishment in the Valley. We're offering these limited time offers in hopes of getting a review in exchange for your stay. So if we could get something on Google and Yelp, that would help us build our presence online.
Oh, so I would basically like stay there and then write a review of the place and then that kind of a thing?
Yeah, it's pretty simple. Again, this is a limited time offer, so it's something we're only going to be doing right now. I have your paperwork in front of me. If you have maybe like 60 seconds of your time, we can go right through that and have you on your way.
But if I like book it and then do this, but then like I have to cancel, whether it's last minute or whatever, am I going to get charged or...
So we can go ahead and go through the reservation right now. And how about after I'm done with that, I'll speak with my manager and we can figure something out for you there. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
Well, I'm glad to hear that, sir. Now, if my first question for you is, with this free romantic weekend stay, we leave a personalized note for your guest. Let me know if you decide on writing one, and I'm ready whenever you are.
how about, like, she's my 9-to-5, you're the weekend. You know, like, this is a song. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. Okay, I've got that written down here for you. Now, Ryan, my next question for you is, who would you like to bring on this free romantic weekend stay? I need your guest full name for us to continue.
It'll be Katie.
What the actual...
Hey, Ryan.
Hello.
We have to legally let you know you're live on the radio right now.
What the is going on, Ryan?
So really quick, we're the Morning Mess on Live 101.5. Giselle is on the line.
You are just such a cheating, fat piece of shit.
Whoa.
Who is Katie?
Seriously? Like, you're going to call me and body shame me, literally setting me up on the radio right now? You.
Like, this is over. This is so over. I cannot believe you. Like, this is done.
Okay.
Like, I don't even ever want to see you. I don't want to see your stupid-ass friends.
Ryan, you there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
I just want to make sure so I can hang up on you. Hold on. So, Giselle.
I'm just like... I knew it. He was so full of it.
Right.
And Katie, oh my God, there's no way that my girl's hotter than me. I mean, I am banging. Like, this is ridiculous.
Well, so is he. He's banging Katie.
Shut up!
Listen, no. Let's focus on the positive here, Giselle. You are now done with that. You can say that whole part of your life is behind you.
Behind you.
Joey, we have counseling services that we can offer for you because if you're like me, sometimes in the moment, I react a certain way emotionally and then when things really hit me, it just changes. So I want you to know that you have somebody that'll be there for you to talk you through in case, you know.
Yeah, Ryan is the one who needs the counseling because he has got some serious baggage that he needs to unload.
He does.
I'm so over this. Like, can't believe it.
You're right. But to be honest, we're not here for him. We're here for you. So if you want that
Thank
counseling
you.
Service, we'll give it to you. But Ryan, he'll figure it out.
You like tacos?
Oh, my God. Oh, okay.
What about biscuits?
I'm literally done with this call. I can't.
Ever taken a long drive off Thomas Road? Got lost?
Giselle.
She hung up.
Wow. Okay. Well, I'm going to go ahead and try and call
Way
her back
to
get her some counseling. What did I do?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.